For the past few months, a number of proposed charter schools in New Hampshire have been in a sort of limbo, unable to formally apply to the state because of funding concerns on the Board of Education. Today, the Legislative Fiscal Committee took a step that might move the issue forward, and HPR Sam Evans-Brown is here to explain. Hi, Sam.
Hi, Brady.
Just so that we're all up to speed on the charter school situation, where did this all stand up to today?
Well, Brady, back in September, the Board of Education voted to stop accepting any new charter school applications, which came as a total shock to the folks who've been working to open those kinds of schools. And the reason for this decision was that the Attorney General's office advised the Department of Education that they cannot approve schools that will be funded by the next year's budget, because by doing so, they'd be obligating lawmakers to pay for those schools. And I don't have to tell you, Brady, that the way the system works is that the legislature has the power of the purse and not government bureaucracies, so that would be unconstitutional.
Okay, and then what happened today?
So today, the fiscal committee came in and they approved $4.4 million of spending for the charter schools above and beyond what was already appropriated for them. And this is money that had been set aside because there was a discrepancy back during the budget process between what the House and Senate thought that charter schools were going to cost the state. So the DOE gave a lower number and charter school advocates gave a higher number, and the legislature went with the lower number but made the extra money available because they had an idea that it might be needed later on. Now, part of what appears to have caused the problem, Brady, is that departments were under immense pressure to submit low budget requests because of budget restraints. So I think what we're seeing here is a little bit of the fallout from that, though at least for the schools that have already been approved, the money was there.
Now, that's an important distinction, schools that have already been approved. But what about other schools that haven't yet been approved?
Well, that's the rub, Brady, because what the DOE is still saying is that they don't have the authority to approve schools opening next year, which is a major bone of contention. Everybody who's at the table seems to be in favor of charter schools, but a 2011 change in the budgeting process has made it really difficult to pay for those schools. And I'd like to play a little bit from the last Board of Education meeting in October. You're going to hear Eileen Laponis from the New Hampshire Charter School Association questioning Board Chairman Tom Raffio and Deputy Commissioner of Education Paul Leather. She wants to know why one school, the next charter school in Derry, New Hampshire, which is slated to open next year, was approved last May.
Well, isn't the authorization of that school binding the next legislature?
We've talked about that.
Yeah,
it is. Would be a cost in the next year, and I think the board's perspective on this is that the understanding of the resources was coming clear during that time, and their legal responsibility was also being clarified.
So we have already.
Yes,
it's one school, okay, that has modest number of enrollees met.
Okay.
What you're basically hearing there, Brady, is education officials saying, oops, and admitting that they didn't really understand how the new funding rules worked. And so this is something that's going to need to be dealt with in the next legislative session.
And until it's dealt with, what happens with the charter schools still in the approval pipeline?
Well, for the time being, they're pretty much stalled out. New schools won't be approved until the next budget is signed. And with the legislature now divided between Democrats and Republicans, that might not be until early summer. And if that's the case, some of these schools might have to delay opening. And who knows, that kind of delay could be very tough on some of these projects.
All right. And HPR Sam Evans-Brown, thanks so much.
Thank you, Brady.